Welcome back to the program. Daisy Pierce to join us out of 8 o'clock as she does each and every Wednesday. The fourth test starts tonight, Old Trafford. Looking forward to that. The Aussies win. They win the Ashes. It's going to be a massive game. And then the first final tomorrow night over in Perth between the West Coast Eagles and the Essendon Footy Clubs coming around at the right time. We're about to cross to the Nova Breakfast team ahead of the launch of our new show. So some cross-promotional opportunities present themselves, Wispy. So we're going to take advantage of those in just over 90 seconds and hold our breath and hope that it all works well.
Oh, there's nothing I enjoy more than a cross-promotion, Gary.
I know that indeed. Are you getting a bit toey too about tomorrow night, Essendon and West Coast?
Yeah, I am. Just saw who's officiating at the game too, Gary. And
Who are the umpires?
Favourite umpire.
Not someone that I've...
Do you have a favourite umpire? Or not?
No.
Yeah, I've got a favourite.
Who?
D-Mar Getz is my favourite.
He's not your favourite.
No, he is my favourite.
No, facetious.
No, I'm not being facetious. I've got him. Ray's in the top three. D-Mar Getz is right up there. Hey, the Tim Kelly stuff is really interesting too, isn't it, at the moment? What's going on there? That deal yesterday that was reported, a six-year, $5 million deal, Gary.
How much?
5 million dollars for Tim Kelly to go back to the West Coast Eagles.
And then Tim Kelly said... Then Tim Kelly's response was, that's not right. Who do you believe? We'll unpack that. We'll talk about that in a moment, because Johnny Ralph has gone out and definitively said this is happening and he's going back. And then Tim Kelly got doorstopped on the way out by, I think it was Ed and Woolley from Channel 9. He said, no, that's not right.
I think we've got it here.
We can't do it because we've got to, we can do it.
No, that's false, mate. I'm not too sure where that's all come from, but I can confirm you right now that no decision's been made on my future. So once the season's done, I'll sit down with my partner and my manager and we'll go from there.
Now, it just doesn't make sense to me.
What are you believing?
Well, I tell you what doesn't make sense to me, that you would just identify one team that you wanted to go to. In terms of your bargaining
power. No, I don't think Johnny said... He said West Coast will make the offer again. He didn't say that Tim Kelly was committed to West Coast.
No, the report yesterday was that he had identified that he wanted to go to the West Coast Eagles and nobody else but the West Coast Eagles.
Anyway, when he comes out and says that's not right, well, I don't think he's going to come out on the eve of the first final and declare it, because that's just not the culture of AFL footy.
No, not at all. No. Not at all.
Yeah. So I think Johnny...
That's a massive deal, isn't it? Like, here's what a story this is. A guy that was just sort of waddling around in the waffle gets an opportunity to go to a club, and then two seasons later is so good that he gets an offer of $5 million over 6 years.
It is indeed. We're going to do something a little different right now. We are going to cross to our very good friends at Nova, the Nova's breakfast team, who don't look like they're set up for me. I've got the Skype happening here. It's all very official.
Describe what you're seeing there.
I can see Sam Pang, Chrissy Swan, Jonathan Brown, three icons of the radio industry have been good enough to join
us. Crazy technical stuff.
Welcome, you three.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. SEN are on right now.
That's a radio station, another radio station.
Swanee, what we're going to do, we're going to go on SEN and vice versa. We're pretty much just going to walk into their studio metaphorically.
Right. Yeah, let's go.
Actually, you can do it right now if you don't
mind. Oh, my God. Is that the dulcet tones of Gary Lyon?
There they are. Chrissy Swan, Sam Pang, Jonathan Brown. You can't see Tim Watson over the other side because we're not set up for that.
I just want to see Wispy.
More's the pity.
I tell you what, we've actually been listening to you on our program for the last 5 minutes. It's very interesting what you guys get up to during the break.
Well, that's the first time we've heard that.
That sounds passive aggressive from you, Tim. I don't know why you do that.
There's nothing passive about it. That was just aggressive, Pang.
Shots fired.
All right,
I was talking about Tim Watson. Did you hear that conversation?
Oh, no. Gary, did you hear this?
Chrissy, have you got a thing for Tim Watson?
That depends on if you were listening.
We heard it all.
Yes!
Go on, Chrissy, for the SEN listeners and the Nova listeners who didn't hear what you were saying, what did you say about Tim Watson?
Say it.
Well, I just said he's a very attractive man and I appreciate his prowess and career.
How does that make you feel, Wisp?
Well, I was just about to say, there is no bigger fan here in the studio right now of Chrissy Swan than me.
Well, there you are. A mutual admiration society.
Day made.
Also someone else as well, because we've got a segment called Ask Brownie Boys. You boys have got a segment called Questions Without Notice. So, Gaz, I've got a question for you.
Yes, big Jonathan.
What's it like working with your hero? Because I'm led to believe that you had posters of Tim Watson on your wall as a young man.
That I did, because Tim debuted when he was 13 years of age. So I whacked him up. He was on my wall for a long, long time, and now to look upon him as my colleague and co-host is a great, great moment for me, as it would be for you, because I think you had a picture of Sam Pang on your wall when you were growing up in Warrnambool.
You wouldn't have thought so when he was working at the Clifton Hill bottle shop.
You know, I've told you this before, Tim. Good enough, Gary knows. You know, when I knew my time at the Clifton Hill bottle shop was up when the boss came to me and said, do you want your own pricing gun? do you want your own personalised pricing gun? I don't want you sharing with the others. Hey, while we're doing questions without notice, what's it called? Yeah, question without notice?
Yes.
Where's Hamish? What happened to Hamish McLaughlin?
I was going to ask you, where's Kate and Husey?
tell everyone about how this is very special for us. You know, we love SEN. We mention them all the time.
But
Gary Lyon being on Nova, Tim, is it's Return of the King.
He started on Nova, did he not?
Don't know. When Dave Hughes and Kate Langbrook, I think was at the start of the Nova sort of run?
Yes, they launched it.
I was Jonathan
Excellent
Brown.
Excellent start.
Were you?
I wasn't full-time like the big dog there. I used to come in once a week. So
you were like our Bernie Vince.
Oh, yeah, Bernard come in. Yeah.
We did, yes.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, and that was great because Kate was right into her footy. She knew exactly.
hey, Pankster, I missed Gary's performance on the front bar, but he came in and I said, how'd you go? He said, shot the lights out. What did you think of his performance on front bar?
I say this sincerely. He's one of the greatest guests we've ever had.
Well, that is a big scoop.
that's some of Gary just on AFL. His finest work on AFL Squadron. It was wonderful to see him have a good time. I hope he had a good time. Although, Chrissy, you're a bit... I thought I was very kind of caring and nice, considering how much I love on the couch. These two together.
Yes, and I must say, as a fan of both of you, I was pleased to see you two playing so well together. But I've got an inkling that it was only Gary because you were in front of him. Because when he's on his own, Sam says stuff like this.
Can I just say, I love nothing more on a Monday night than watching on the couch and seeing you and Jonathan Brown bring that show down from within. I really...
dare he.
Needed to be said, Tim, I think, don't you?
As a
man who loves on the couch. So I know this is, it's all a mutual, like you said, we all love each other. But the primary idea of this, there's a new show on Fox Footy tonight.
Mm. What's it called, Tim?
It's called The Bull Ring, and it's got...
Oh, we're doing dual bull ring sounds, were we?
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Dual.
They got an anchor.
No, we are doing... The bull ring starts at 8:30 tonight, Jonathan, and Tim's asked me eight times what we can expect when we tune in. And
I haven't got a satisfactory answer yet.
I said ask Brown.
No, we haven't either.
Here you go, Wispy. Here you go, Timmy.
What's on the bull ring?
The bull ring promises to push the boundaries with the two young bulls, brackets Brown and Rewalt, brackets, debating hot topics with the older bull, brackets Lyon, aiming to provoke the two. There you go, Timmy.
So you're the old bull. How does that feel?
That's not right.
You know that joke, Chrissy, about the young bull and the old bull?
No, I don't.
Ask Sam in the ad break.
Now, we don't really have independent judges here, but how are we going to go? Bull ring against front bar. It's a bit of a David Goliath battle. We went to the listeners today, Timmy.
Yep.
You'll be interested to know that the listeners in Melbourne rang up and said it was a resounding yes, that they'll be watching bull ring over front bar.
Well, I'm not surprised given the pre-show publicity that you've been doing. Gary said there'd be no pre-show publicity. He said this was going to be a soft opening, but it's been anything but a soft opening, Brownie. You've gone on the campaign trail.
Well, we have. We and also we've sort of neglected to mention the Ashes is on tonight. So
that'll drag
it.
No,
it's a tough field ramp against him, so we've had to get out there and sort of promote it.
Now, Sam, this is unbelievable. We've got an unbelievable research department here, okay? We know that you played a little bit of VFA football for Prahran. Is that right?
Yes. Oh, here we go.
Yes, it is right.
Sounds like a classic stitch-up, Tim.
Stitch-up.
Does it sound like that, does it? Anyway, on this particular day you were playing, Don Scott was doing special comments, and this is how he described you on this particular day, Sam.
He pumps a long kick to Kelly.
What a magnificent build. He's got big shoulders, big chest, and tapers to the hips.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Is that you?
Look at him now.
That's exactly... That's right, Chrissy. You didn't grow up with the VFA, but Don Scott used to commentate the VFA, and that is real commentary.
That sounds a bit creepy.
Well done, Tim. I'll tell you, that went a lot better than your Arc de Triomphe gear from earlier on in the show.
Are you listening to
it? Of course we were.
No, it's going to be what a night of television. Front bar, by the way. You know we've got Malcolm Blight and Lee Matthews. Gaz, hope you're actually during boring. If you could actually have a television and. We might tune in.
Actually, halfway through our show, we might run out of stuff to say. We might just take. We might simulcast the front bar as well at the same time.
Well, it was like on the
don't cut me
on...
off, mate.
Oh, yeah.
Right, yeah. He's painted on Gaz. It's a bit like Couch the other night, Gaz, when Sam accused us of running out of material.
Oh my God!
And doing footy tips at the end of the segment.
Tim.
Yes, and
Tim, do you have any concerns that they've got? They don't have a half hour in them, if you know what I mean, because. I watched on the couch the other day, and I tuned in to see Gary and Jared and Brownie and Roozy just doing this.
Yes, and then Eagles.
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 All Eagles.
Wow.
Tipping, no.
Guessing.
Guessing.
You're better than that, than a guessing game.
Well, we put a lot of work into that.
If you're just tuning in and you're wondering what the hell's going on, SEN's breakfast show and our breakfast show have hijacked each other, and we are live on the line with Tim Watson and Gary Lyon.
And we appreciate
AFL Legends.
We appreciate actually you giving us some of your time. We are looking forward to our show, and of course we'll be paying great attention to your show, Sammy, at 8:30 the front bar on Channel 7, and 8:30 on Fox Footy. So you have to take one or the other. And then if the cricketers have any interest, you can do that as well. Chrissy, as we say farewell,
yes,
I would like to know how you deal with these two men on a daily basis. I did hear that you bring soup, homemade soup, into them.
I do, and I feed them, and I made the last thing. Actually, thank you so much, Jonathan, for bringing back my Corningware today, because I made him from scratch an apple and rhubarb crumble, because that's his favourite dessert.
He looks like he could do with a feed.
Oh, mate, look at
hasn't it? Because you know he's running the New York Marathon for us, as well as for his favourite charity.
And us.
And we're all going to New York thanks to Underwear.
Good luck.
We're going to Yarrawonga.
Hey, Larry, catch Gary and Rowdy.
Great to talk to you guys. Enjoy the show.
Thank you, boys.
The all-new bull ring.
There it is. So that's Chrissy, Sam and Brownie. And we are on tonight. And we had a little bit of fun, a little bit of cross-promotional stuff. What are you watching tonight?
I am watching... I might watch Bachelor.
The Bullring tonight, 8:30 on Fox. Give it a try if you like. We'd love to have you come in, tune in and let us know what you think. Daisy Pierce, not too far away. We need to take a break. AFL Finals kicks off tomorrow. Essendon taking on the West Coast Eagles, and then we've got three big days of finals footy to talk about in the Ashes tonight as well. Footy and cricket and Sports Central here at SEN.